Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees, text number 46. We read 46 yesterday, 45. Etat punyam akyanam Vishnor viryo pad brimhitam Kirtayach Shraddhaya Shutva Karma Pashara Vimuchate. Because there's no purport to these verses. When we hear us and chant this narration about the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is certainly liberated from material bondage without fail. Prahlad Maharaj, who is the best among exalted devotees, anyone with great attention hears this narration concerning the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, killing Hiranyakashipu, and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narsingadev, surely reaches the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. So how do we know if we were listening with great attention? Yes.
That we remember.
Okay. Okay, can you repeat what I just said, what the verse was?
About Nrsimhadev and about Prahlad Maharaj and how he is exalted devotee because he was always and constantly remembering.
That was a good guess. What was the last verse?
We will come to the spiritual world.
Really? that was the whole verse, and
we listen very carefully.
It helps to listen. I'll read it again. Prahlad Maharaj, who is the best among exalted devotees, anyone with great attention hears this narration concerning the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu, and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narsingadev, certainly reaches the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. So not only do we have to listen carefully, well, we can tell if we're listening carefully, we should be able to remember it. Now, if we don't know if we remember it or not, it's good to find out by going back and seeing what we remembered. Otherwise, we just take it for granted. Either it's unimportant to remember it, or I have such a nice memory, I don't even have to check and see if I remember it. Because I can't remember it to remember it. So, without looking at the board, yes, it's not. So who can say what the verse said? Yeah. Without looking at it. Okay.
Prahlad Maharaj, it was the best of the exalted devotees, and anyone who listened with a great attention this meditation concerning the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu, and the activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nrsimhadev, surely reaches the spiritual world and there is no anxiety. But I was cheating.
How are you cheating?
Because I was watching and
reading what?
The verse.
I know. Oh, yeah, right. You can just read it on the board.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, it is.
Cool, you know, yeah, small.
Yeah. At the time of death, hopefully, you'll be able to cheat. Anyhow, so if you repeat it enough, we repeat it, that Prahlad Maharaj was what?
Wait.
I didn't ask you. Prahlad Maharaj was what? Anandamaya Radha. He said it wrong. Prahlad Maharaj was the best amongst the exalted devotees. So therefore, anyone with what? How should we listen to this narration, Anandamayi Radha? You don't know. That's not the, that's what it is. Someone else. Okay. Jai. Itai.
With rapt attention, we have to listen.
Well, rapt is not, but at least with great attention. Try for great attention. And here it says, here with the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu, and the activities of Lord Nrisimhadev. So, just remembering these things is greatly auspicious. Now we don't have to learn a million verses. We don't have to learn deeply into all kinds of aspects of our philosophy. Just remember Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj being thrown over a mountain. Prahlad Maharaj being put under the feet of an elephant. Prahlad Maharaj being put into a pit of snakes. Prahlad Maharaj being put into freezing cold. Lord Nrisimhadev coming from the pillar, fighting the whole day, practically speaking with Hiranyakashipu. And then at dusk, when it's not day and it's not night, on the porch, more or less, not inside or not outside, he takes his nails and cuts the stomach of Hiranyakashipu, takes his intestines out, and puts a garland of intestines around his neck. That's all you have to do. And the activities of Hiranyakashipu, standing at the tip of his toes for 120 years of the demigods, his body being eaten by moths and ants, all is left is bones, and he's living in his bones. Who else has written such an unusual story? Is there any such story there? Even in science fiction, that someone standing at the tip of the toes for 120 years, the ants build an anthill around his body and they eat his body, and he's living in his bones. And four-headed man with riding on a swan comes and gives him another body. I mean, this is super science fiction, you know. You can write, you know, to make a movie out of this would be, you know, really incredible. So let's go on. Text 48. Narada Muni continue, my dear Maharaj Yudhisthira, all you, the Pandavas, are extremely fortunate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna lives in your place, in your palace, just like a human being. Great saintly persons know this very well, and therefore they constantly visit this home. His house. Purport. After hearing about the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, a pure devotee should be very anxious to follow in his footsteps. But such a devotee might be disappointed, thinking that not every devotee can come to the standard Prahlad Maharaj. I mean, how many of us, when they were going to push us over a mountain, we just go ahead, no worries. When I land, the rocks will all become pillows, and I'll just be chanting Hare Krishna. I'll see you down. No, it's not so easy to become like Prahlad Maharaj. Someone takes a pin and attacks us with a pin, we become very disturbed. What to speak of trying to cut our head off with a sword. This is the nature of a pure devotee. He always thinks of himself to be the lowest, to be incompetent and unqualified. Thus, after hearing the narration of Prahlad Maharaj's activities, Maharaj Yudhisthira, who is on the same standard of devotional service as Prahlad, might have been thinking of his own humble position. Narada Muni, however, could understand Maharaj Yudhisthira's mind, and therefore he immediately encouraged him by saying that the Pandavas were not less fortunate. They were as good as Prahlad Maharaj, because although Lord Nrisimhadev appeared for Prahlad, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his original form, as Krishna, was living with the Pandavas. Although the Pandavas, because of the influence of Krishna's yogamaya, could not think of their fortunate position, every saintly person, including the great sage Narada, could understand it, and therefore they constantly visited Maharaj Yudhisthira. Any pure devotee who is constantly conscious of Krishna is naturally very fortunate. The word Nariloke, meaning within the material world, indicates that before the Pandavas, there have been many, many devotees, such as descendants of the Yadu dynasty, and Vishistha, Marichi, Kashyapa, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, who are all extremely fortunate. The Pandavas, however, are better than all of them because Krishna himself lived with them constantly. Narada Muni therefore specifically mentioned that within this material world, Nariloke, the Pandavas were the most fortunate. Now, one may think that the Pandavas had a little fortune because Krishna was with them. But then we have to understand who Krishna is. And that's what we're trying to do, is understand who Krishna is. And then we can understand the extent of someone's fortunate if Krishna is actually living with them. Just take this room, for example, all the varieties of energy in this room, including the varieties of persons, the souls who are here. So just imagine if someone said, I'm the source of everything in the Slovenian temple. All the energies came from it. You would think, well, it's a pretty amazing person, wouldn't you? What about if someone said, everything in Slovenia came from me? You think, wow, that's incredible. What about everything on this planet came from me? That would be even more incredible. Everything in the universe came from me. Now you think, well, that's inconceivable. That's far beyond our imagination. We can't even understand the extent of the universe. And if someone said everything in all the universes, and there are trillions of universes, came from me, and this is the smallest universe, you think, well, we're way beyond my capacity. And then someone said, well, everything in all the material and spiritual universes, of which the material universes are just like a cloud in the sky, they've all come from me. So how can we understand Krishna? We can't. That's our problem. Therefore, we can't understand how fortunate it would be to associate with Krishna, to have Krishna's association. But the Pandavas, according to this verse, they had Krishna's association. And were they proud that the source of everything, all material and spiritual universes, is coming in, living with us, just like our friend? No, actually, they felt themselves most unqualified and humble and insignificant. So that's the difference between a pure devotee and an ordinary devotee. An ordinary devotee thinks, I'm very advanced. That no one is this fortunate. Anyone who associates with me becomes very fortunate. As opposed to someone like Krishna Das Kaviraj, Maharaj, who said, anyone who chants my name, he said, Krishna Das Kaviraj Maharaj said, I'm lower than the worm in the stool. That even Jagai and Madai are more pious than I am. That anyone who chants my name, they lose all their pious activities. So someone may think, oh, poor Krishna Das Kaviraj, he's suffering from lack of self-esteem. Maybe he has to go and see a psychiatrist, get back his self-esteem. So humility is something that which is not cultivated in the material world. No one is going to school to learn how to become humble. Everyone is going to college, university, or not going to college in the university, and finding some reason to become proud. Even you find sometimes people pierce their nose and their ears with rings, and they become proud because I have the most rings in my nose or my tongue. Therefore, I'm the best. Some reason to become proud. Even though I think I'm the most foolish, something. You have to be the most something. I'm the most crazy. People appreciate extremes because they're so bored with the normal. I remember one time I was distributing books on Hollywood Boulevard, where they have all these movie theaters. And people weren't very much interested in what I was doing. They were interested in what the movie, getting on, trying to get in to see the movie. But one man came along with a basket, a big basket, and was waving his arms and shouting and saying things, you know, rapidly and just making a big scene. And people were just throwing money into the basket because they were so bored waiting on the line. Someone came along, a madman came along, and they just said, you know, he's giving them some entertainment, some distraction. So they contributed to his basket. So people have no idea what the extent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, but they're bored to death in the material world, trying to squeeze out some excitement. Therefore, nowadays, if they have a movie, they have to spend $1 billion or $2 billion on it to make it exciting enough for anyone to want to go and see it. Otherwise, just ordinary things, that's people's lives have become so ordinary. And it doesn't really matter, because the more one becomes covered over by the illusory energy, then the more one becomes unconscious. And therefore, just like a stone, it's very hard to enliven a stone or a tree. So the more people advance in sinful activities, the more it becomes difficult for them to actually appreciate what is actually going on. What to speak of Krishna. Just the thought that there is someone who is unlimited, the source of everything, makes people frightened. You mean I'm actually responsible for my activities? There's something, you know, maybe karma is real. It's not just some philosophy by some Hindus. That I might actually come back as a dog. People, they can't put into their tiny little brain that they're a spiritual soul, and that by good fortune they got the human form of life. And if they want to become more fortunate, they have to understand what the laws of nature are and the law giver behind the material energy. That there is actually a law giver. They rather foolishly conceive that everything is going on by accident, and that they're not responsible for whatever they're doing. There won't be any reaction. If you can get away with it, then you can get away with it. And therefore, they can't understand how whatever is happening to them is a reaction for their past activities. They think they're victims, or that material science will save them. They can do whatever crazy thing, whatever sinful thing they want to do, and somehow or another, by some miracle of science, they'll be saved from the reactions. But they're wrong. And therefore, the various, Prahlad Maharaj said, the very things that they do to counteract their sinful activities, which are themselves sinful, wind up to become even more problematic than the reaction they're already receiving. For every sinful response to a sinful activity, they get 5 times more problems than solving them. Therefore, we ourselves are not about to associate. Krishna has come here in the form of the deities, so we have to learn how to appreciate the deities, the fact that they're so kindly came here in order to give us their association. So because we're living in a world of half consciousness, half Krishna consciousness, and half consciousness, we may not appreciate how valuable it is to get the association of the deities, how kind they are to actually come here. When Prabhupada came to Atlanta in 1975, and he was saying, he saw Gaur Nitai there, he was talking about how Gaur Nitai there is so merciful. They've come to this remote part of the world, Atlanta, Georgia. So, of course, the Americans, they think, well, this is the center of the universe. But from the point of view of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's a very, very remote place. barbaric place, the jungle of America. And then Prabhupada went into trance and started to cry. He's so merciful. Just take shelter of Gaur Nitai. So we come here and we think, well, that's nice. You know, they look pretty well dressed. They look pretty well dressed today. They don't seem to be moving very much. They seem to be frozen. Still, we have to understand that if they did move, then we'd all have heart attacks. And therefore, they're so merciful, they don't want to disturb us by showing us that they're actually there, and then we feel guilty. You're making me feel guilty. Now I've got to come all the time to see you. This is not fair. So they're very merciful coming in. They, just by chanting Hare Krishna, they appreciate. We don't have to do a whole lot of elaborate worship. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, they're so kind that they actually feel happiness. And they give us happiness, just as we just chant Hare Krishna before them. So we should appreciate our good fortune. No one from the outside is going to come and say, oh, I see the devotees here. They're all chanting before these deities. They're so fortunate. No, people will come and think, these people are nice. Some of the people will come and say, these people are nice. You know, they're playing with dolls. Couldn't be, they're pretty harmless. Guess they missed out in their childhood. Now they're making up for it. And other people will come and think, these people are wasting their time. What do they think they're doing? Five people on this, you know, five statues on the altar, and they're waving a fan before it. These people must be crazy. Why they fan me? They'll get something, at least, you know, do something practical. Besides that, it's the winter. Why are they using a fan in the winter? Most people don't understand. Therefore, deity worship is actually advanced. We introduce the people to the chanting of the holy name and get them to appreciate that the holy name has some potency that will actually change their lives. When Prabhupada was asked, can you show me some magic? Prabhupada pointed to his disciples and said, this is my magic. Previously, they were all sinful, they were all meat eaters, women hunters, gamblers, intoxicated. But now, by chanting Hare Krishna, they become pure personalities, and they're dancing like jubilant peacocks. So he said, this is my magic. I've changed hippies into happies. So that's the potency of associating with the holy name, and that's the potency of also associating with the deities if one has the right attitude. Similarly, the holy name reveals itself according to our attitude, but that's what we introduce to people. Even if they have the wrong attitude, they don't know what the right attitude is, still by chanting Hare Krishna, gradually they'll progress. If they hear the Hare Krishna mantra from the right source, and they understand something about the Hare Krishna mantra, that it's supposed to be non-different from Krishna, then gradually, by such association, they'll become purified and they'll become fortunate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not coming only to the people who are fortunate, like Krishna came to the qualified persons like the Pandavas, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they're coming to the unfortunate and making them fortunate. So that's why he's the most merciful. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? So what did you understand from the lecture? Microphone. Nitai.
So that people in this material world, they always find something to be proud of, and that still they are covered over by this material energy, and they are basically asleep, and they have no means to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot even imagine His greatness. That we have to appreciate our good fortune, that we can have the association with the deities, and we have to really appreciate and try to satisfy them.
Yeah, very good. And also know that by such chanting a Hare Krishna, if it's done properly, and worship the deities, associate with the devotees, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, then even whatever misfortune we have will go away, and we'll all become fortunate, the most fortunate, even to the level of the Pandavas and Prahlad Maharaj. We'll get Krishna's association directly. All right, so I'll stop there. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.